KXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Filings opened Wednesday for the Senate District 6 special election. DFLer Nikki Hardy of Pequot Lakes has joined five Republicans who filed since the opening. At least two other Republicans and one other Democrat publicly announced their intentions to run. Candidates have until Tuesday to file. Early voting for the special primary will begin April 9th. The primary election day is April 15th. The Rock Ridge School Board tabled a vote Monday that would shed 15 staff members from its budget as part of its $2.5 million of cuts. Iron Range Today reports 20 people spoke to the board for more than an hour, mostly in opposition to proposed cuts to the music program. Teachers and parents worry that cutting electives would deter open enrollment in the district. Parent Molly Peltier says the music department is already devastated.
Without quality personnel, these world-class facilities and this cutting-edge educational model that have rightfully received so much praise and media attention will be nothing more than an empty shell and an even emptier collection of trendy buzzwords.
Laurentian Elementary Principal Angie Williams says cuts to physical education have her considering up to 50 kids in one gym class. Board member Jennifer Bonner says that sounds chaotic.
I think we're looking at liability, you know, and kids getting hurt.
Iron Range Today says the board wanted extra time to decide on staff cuts. A working session is set for 4 p.m. Friday. Decision day is Monday. The district has until Tuesday to decide on tenured staff cuts. Hibbing made $1.8 million in staff cuts last week and still must cut another $1 million. A bipartisan bill to change the exemption process for schools with Native American mascots is making progress in the state Senate, giving Grand Rapids a chance to keep the Thunderhawk. Megan Buffington has more.
The 2023 state law prohibiting American Indian mascots requires schools wanting to keep their mascot to get unanimous approval from Minnesota's 11 tribal nations and the Tribal Nations Education Committee. DFL Senator Mary Kunish of New Brighton authored that legislation. She's also behind the new bill that would instead allow districts to request an exemption from the nearest tribal nation. It was laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill earlier this month. The Grand Rapids Thunderhawk was denied an exemption because of its apparent reference to a 19th century companion of Sitting Bull, though the district says it was not aware of Chief Thunderhawk when it chose the name in the 90s. Grand Rapids has put off making any changes. School board member Dave Cowan told the Senate Education Finance Committee that a change would cost an estimated $800,000.
I can assure you that we have much better things to spend our limited resources on than the determination, removal, and replacement of a fictional mascot, especially if our local Native American community supports the Thunderhawks.
The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is the nearest tribal nation to Grand Rapids. Band Director of Education Lori Harper says if the bill passes, Leech Lake would work with the Mille Lacs and Fond du Lac tribes to decide how to proceed.
We would all determine the best way, upon the advice of our tribal governing bodies, to move forward. And I don't know what that even looks like at this point.
Kunish, who is of Standing Rock Sioux descent, has advocated for the discontinuation of Native American mascots because of their harm to Native youths. DFL and Republican legislators have attempted to modify the mascot ban several times in the past 2 years. This is the first time any effort received a committee hearing. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
MnDOT and St. Louis County will host an informational meeting on road construction happening this year on Highway 53 in Eveleth. The meeting will be 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Rock Ridge High School Athletics Commons. Construction is expected to begin the same day and will include removal and replacement of bridges on Highways 53 and 37 and construction of a roundabout at Progress Parkway. There will also be resurfacing and intersection improvements. Motorists can expect lane closures. A recording of the information discussed will be available at MnDOT's website after the meeting. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.